720 WGN on the road with Dane, high atop Chicago here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We are getting into kind of the calm before the Super Bowl storm. And what is the best part about the Super Bowl, unless, of course, you're a Patriots fan, is the food, the tailgate, the barbecue, all the kind of things grilling-wise that you're going to do. Certainly, you can get a bag of Doritos, and we'll have plenty of those around. But when you can kind of utilize some of your equipment, and the weather is great today, not that we need it here in Chicago. It could be ice cold. It could be like it was earlier in the week, and we'd still be out there trying to grill something out there. And on the line with us now, we've got the director of equipment reviews and keeper of the flame for AmazingRibs.com, the one and only Max Good. Max, welcome to WGN.
It's my pleasure, Dane.
So it's great to have you back on. And this is when, like, the Max Good, the Amazing Ribs, the Meathead Bat Signal is up against the sky. People need you. They need a little bit of insight. And so from the equipment side, or some of those kind of cool things or gadgets that people can kind of weave into their Super Bowl kind of party and maybe kind of tailgate, home gate experience, you got anything you'd recommend?
Well, if you're like negative 18 degrees, the first thing that pops into my mind is wireless thermometers, digital thermometers. And also, Dane, your Green Mountain Grill with remote control, which does that. With a wireless thermometer like Fireboard, that's one we really like, you can download an app to your cell phone and put in a meat probe in whatever you're cooking outside. And also, if you need to, put in a cooking temperature probe and just monitor that while you're sitting in front of your TV, drinking beer and watching the game. And you'll know then when it's ready. If you have a pellet smoker, you can also control the thing. If there's something going on and you're like, I can't stop right now, I got to watch this or I got to do whatever it is, but my meat is done, you can drop the temperature to hold it from inside. You don't have to go out in freezing weather.
Well, you know what? And actually, talk about a life changer. And this, of course, is from the advice of Max Good at AmazingRibs.com. And they're not specific to one manufacturer. They cover kind of the entire team photo of cool things. But when it comes to pellet smokers and the Green Mountain, it has been great. We use it absolutely all the time. And the Wi-Fi feature, now, I don't know, Max, if it's just something that, because it's just really cool to be able to, like, look at your phone and adjust the time up and down, whether it's cold outside or whether it's not cold outside. It's just more convenient. It's very cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, this day and age, I mean, everybody's walking around staring at their cell phones. There's, which is good and bad. But when it comes to cooking, it's pretty nice to have that. Like I was saying to you when we spoke the other day, you could leave your house, head down to WGN Studios, and you'd be checking on your brisket right there in the studio. And like I said, if you go, oh man, I'm running a little late and the brisket is getting done, I better drop it down to 180 degrees cooking temperature so I can just hold it. I don't want it falling apart when I get home. It's neat. It is cool.
It's pretty amazing stuff. Okay, so now there's a lot of pressure on you. This is one of those times when, you know, everybody does a lot of fun stuff whenever they can get out in the backyard or whenever on the weekend or whatever your holiday is. But the Super Bowl is kind of like a food holiday for everybody. And I think there's a little extra pressure for someone like a Max Good from Amazing Ribs to shine, right? And so people want to know, texting in saying, like, well, what is Max doing? What are you making for tomorrow's game? What is it that what does a Max Good do for the Super Bowl? You have all the equipment, all the accoutrements, all of the knowledge and experience. What do you do?
Well, I would go, honest to God, I would go to AmazingRibs.com, and we are right on our first page right now. We have a lot of great suggestions for your Super Bowl. One that I'm going to make is my buddy Clint Cantwell's miso chicken wings. Mm-hmm. I went out and got a big package of miso, and I have lots of chicken wings because I use them when I'm testing grills. I lay out a layer of chicken wings and test for even heat. You know, you can see when I don't move them around. I just flip them, and you can see which ones are getting done. And sometimes you see really pronounced hot spots. But that's a good one. And then Meathead's tried and true bratwurst pot with his glop in it, this onions and mustard and all these goodies.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff there. And if you want more upscale stuff, that's there too.
I think I saw Meathead do a post, and I know Sunny Anderson had mentioned that this is one of her favorite things as well, of course, from Food Network in the kitchen. And she's created the Inflatium, right? You can inflate it. It's kind of a snack stadium. You could put some stuff in. It's jalapeno poppers. Do you ever make those?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like those?
I love them, but I haven't made them. You know, meatheads always razzing me, especially about pizzas. When are you going to make pizzas, Max? I got all these pizza stones. And I go, I just don't have time. You know, he's our pizza guy, too. He's the king of pizza. And whenever I get a pizza oven, he goes, send it to me. I know more about pizza than you, because I'm always making the same things over and over again, because I test equipment, not recipes. But, you know, whereas that's the opposite with him.
Well, pizza is in, you know, one of those famous things that everybody kind of looks to. It's one of the most popular things for Super Bowl Sunday, and bringing up the Green Mountain and bringing up, you know, pellet smokers, is you can do great pizzas on them. Pizzas.
Yeah, Green Mountain and a couple others have these pizza cooking inserts that, again, I haven't tried that, but all I've heard is great things about them. And one of the things that it does is I believe it will goose up your heat a little bit and also reflect the heat back down. When you make a pizza, you know, the big problem is usually you got a hotter surface underneath the pizza, and so that gets all crisp and nice, but the top is still bland and not all bubbly like you get, you know, at a good pizza place. But if you have the right equipment, you can get the heat to reflect back down and get even cooking, so you don't burn the bottom before you get a nice crispy bubbly top.
We'll have some links up to some of the things, whether it's Green Mountain Grills or of course AmazingRibs.com for all that kind of stuff too, and different ways that you can use the pellet smokers if you've got one. If not, maybe head out to the store and pick one of those things up. Backyard Barbecue store in Wilmette is one of our absolute favorites. That's definitely the place you should go and get that and see the versatility. Last thing before we let you go, you got to have the right, you know, sauces, spices, rubs, and those, and you're excited, you know, AmazingRibs.com and product reviews do not ultimately define you. Black Swan, you've got some exciting new sauces coming out.
We're working on some new ones, but right now we basically have our standard ones, which I think you have sampled. I got to bring some by your studio for the rest of your crew. We have our mild sweet cognac sauce, our medium original sauce, and our hot Beso del Fuego. And I'm psyched too, because, you know, we export our sauces, and I just got a follow-up second order from our new distributor in Indonesia, and that's pretty cool.
It is great stuff. We'll have links up for that too. I have a few of the different sauces, the three that you make. I've yet to try the hottest one. We're going to try that for Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. We wanted to save it for our guests that are coming over, but we'll have a link up for Black Swan as well. And Max, thanks so much for what you're doing for out there on the front line, you know, trying all these things and then coming back to us with what we really need to get for AmazingRibs.com. Thanks, Max, for jumping on the show.
Thank you, and have a good weekend.